Valid on SKU 513096, ends 1/27/18, in-store only.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Olympic gymnast Allie Raisman said disgraced Dr. Larry Nassar deserved to spend the rest of his life in prison, but insisted more needs to be done to uncover how he managed to sexually abuse scores of young girls and athletes in his care. Raisman talked about what it was like to testify against Nassar in the courtroom.
You know, I was talking about this with my mom, and I said in that moment, I almost felt like I was going to compete, because at the Olympics, you block out everything. And yeah. In that moment, I blocked out everything. I forgot that people were watching me. I forgot the media was over there. I forgot that Larry was right there. And I just spoke, and I felt like I really had to be strong. I feel a responsibility.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who often rails against income inequality and calls on the wealthy to pay its fair share in taxes, went to great lengths to preserve a tax break for her two multi-million dollar homes. That's according to the Center for Responsive Politics. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have New Manna. In these uncertain times, become food independent with New Manna's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to newmanna.com.
Starting in February, many Americans are going to start seeing more money in their paychecks, and this is all due to the tax cut that President Trump signed late last year. Many companies also gave their employees bonuses. About 2 million people received a bonus check from the likes of AT&T or other companies. Some Democrats have said these companies were already planning on giving bonuses, so those checks, they were no big deal. Wilbur Ross is e-commerce secretary. He addresses that issue.
They have no alternative but to make up fiction. But eventually, facts overcome fiction. And I think the fellow who just got a $1,000 check doesn't care what the left-wing media says. Right. And the person who gets the tax cut in the next withholding, he or she is also not going to care what the left-wing media says.
A California state judge is poised to declare coffee cancerous in the coming months. A law passed in the state in 1986 requires businesses and public places to post warning signs if anything on the premises is found to be potentially harmful. While some studies have found coffee to be carcinogenic, Dr. Steven Gruber says not so fast.
What we found in our study was that coffee was associated with a reduced risk of cancer of the colon and rectum.
Dr. Gruber talks about Prop 65 in California.
Prop 65 lists compounds simply to draw attention to them, but in fact, there's no evidence that acrylamide causes cancer in humans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are all here.
We are. Ludwig von Wiedendorski walked in. Actually, when he pulled up, I took a double take. How long have you been gone? About 3 months now?
I missed 2 days.
Wow.
Monday is the only day I'm supposed to be.
Well, you think you're a union employee or what?
Yeah.
Folks, listen, Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, you've got us Facebook streaming, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So if you haven't found us on Facebook, find us on Facebook at The Mike Hewitt Show. Listen, guys, let's dive into a couple. We've got a handful of pretty significant heavyweight topics today. Miles, I'm going to have you start us out. What's going on with China's budgetary issues?
Yes, I mean, here's a country that doesn't like capitalism, right? We got the little red book. Heavy into communism. They borrowed themselves up to the point, I mean, you know, when you think about our $20 trillion debt, that's just a percentage of our GDP.
Right.
They've borrowed themselves up to about 250% of their GDP.
So just let's dial that back. Is that the same thing as if my net worth is $50,000 but I'm out $250,000. I know the math isn't exact, but is that what you're saying? I'm very upside down when it comes to collateral versus debt. I'm just trying to reel that down to what it means to the average family. So if you walked into Acme Credit Union and said, I want to buy a vehicle, but I want you, I'm so far upside down in my trade and I want to borrow five times what that vehicle is worth. That's kind of what they're asking. Not the market, because they're not playing the markets like most of the countries are. But, folks, what this topic means to us is we've been hearing for the last, oh, 2 or 3 weeks at least, and probably a lot further than that, although the cry's been getting louder again, where the Chinese have decided to stop buying our bonds. And it goes to what Miles had said right before we went live. Their financial issue is going to cause an economic ripple around the world if they don't get a hold of themselves. Is that an accurate statement, Miles?
Yep. Definitely.
It's a big deal, folks. It really is.
Well, I've been telling my classes for quite a few years now that China's bankrupt and has been known. That's why they've been manipulating their money value.
Right.
Is to prevent this crisis from happening.
But that's why they did things like build all of the cities that are empty.
Yeah.
It was work. It was just. And by the way, when we did that episode several years ago, at the time I think there were 10 cities that we were able to locate. In fact, I stumbled on it when I was writing the first book, is when I become aware of it a long time ago. But they literally, folks, they have big, gigantic, unoccupied cities, so it was busy work. What I was able to do is extrapolate that down to the United States and how we've got all kinds of buildings, half-empty buildings on a local government, 50-50 funding from the feds, that are grossly underused. And so we've kind of done the same thing, but we didn't build big cities out of it. We just stretched it out all over the place. But in the end, the bottom line is that if you don't have work to do and you make busy work, that means you're spending beyond what your income is. It's just math. And that's the reason we started watching it on the show 4 years ago. And now we're seeing what Miles is bringing to the table, that they've got some problems. If their economy tips over, we're in trouble.
Does it drastically affect the United States because it affects every other country and it ripples into us, or is it because we have a direct relationship and they might try to cash in their bonds?
You take that first, Miles, and then I'll follow up.
Yeah, I was going to say, so since the Obama era, they've been a big hitter in buying our debt. So that would put us into a bind. And let's not forget about the trading that we do. Let's not forget about all of the products that we buy from them that are manufactured over there. And then let's also remember the collateral damage to our other trading partners who also have similar relationships to China as well. No. So this is just bad.
When I think about the manufacturing part, though, we have the capabilities and resources to do that ourselves.
Right.
So losing them actually would be in our benefit.
Not in the short-term benefit.
Long-term.
It would really be a big problem. Listen,
it would take us a minute, though, to fire all that manufacturing up. Though.
Absolutely.
Well, I agree with that. We saw that in World War II, where we went from steady as you go to full speed. But there were some bruises. I mean, we generated a monstrous debt ourselves to do that. And so if you say if that happened again and we had to generate a monstrous debt, I can't even imagine how tall that pile of debt would be, nor can I imagine where we'd get the money from other than fiat currency. But listen, to your point, China has been buying those U.S. bonds because they know that the United States can pay its bills. It was a nice, stable, residual income from them on the outrageous interest that they make on it. And so, folks, we've talked about that off and on the show many, many times, about the amount of our budget that goes raw interest in the monies that we're borrowing. So I've said all along, before a congressperson, a representative, senator, U.S. representative, before they should take office, I believe they ought to go through a Dave Ramsey course. I'm just telling you, because they got no concept of money, especially when it's somebody else's. So you've got this monstrous debt. We're paying huge interest on it. We're paying more in interest than we had as a total budget 30 years ago. Think about that math for a minute. That's insanity. But the point is, and why Miles, I'm guessing, brought this up, if they tip over, those debts that we've got hanging in the air and our constant need to keep selling, it would have a devastating impact.
Isn't almost, it's not good, but not, I mean, we can get our house of cards back in order. If we have to eventually go to a balanced budget.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine a balanced budget? And I'm the guy that still maintains that ought to be part of a constitutional amendment.
Well, the last time was, what, 22 years ago?
What's that, Miles?
That's just sacrilege.
What I just said?
A balanced budget?
Yeah.
Sacrilege.
Can you imagine running your house like common sense? What a crisis concept that is. What do you mean?
Can you imagine
I've only got 100.
On fire that you would see as a result of that?
Yeah, but listen, here's the flip side of it that nobody wants to talk about this monster in the room. If we had a balanced budget and we're not paying that outrageous interest that we're stuck paying as a nation, more people would have higher paying jobs. I'm just saying. It's just math. The economy would be roaring. We know that because we've seen it before. We don't have to look at a model that could have been a weather report model about, you know, global warming or some nonsense. This is truth. We've actually seen it. And it roared. Clinton loves to take credit for it, but I think Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
What's that, Miles?
But the Democrats would say you did that on the backs of the poor.
But the reality of that is it's not true. The same as the Democrats right now are saying that Trump is racist, even though the black community has got the highest employment that it's had since they started measuring it in 1972. So I pause and say, what's racist about that? What's racist about bringing good results for everybody?
It's the same guy who just got an award in the 80s, late 80s, early 90s?
1998 from, you must have heard us on the when you were missing in action.
No. This is the one where they had the picture of him and Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that was a different one. I was talking about when he had, what's the guy's name?
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah. 1998, giving him a Lifetime Achievement Award for what he does for the black community and minorities in general.
So this happened more than once for this guy?
Lots of times for this racist guy. Mm-hmm. But listen, about the economy, all jokes aside, I'm really glad that Miles brought that into the dialogue because it's like this big, giant crisis of a problem that nobody's talking about, and we better start paying attention to it. I'm going to guess that Trump is because whether you like him or not, the man has got a calculator and understands that the math is telling us something very important, and we better listen.
Why isn't he talking about it more, you think, then?
I bet he is behind the scenes. He's told you all along some of the stuff I'm not going to do on the stage. Is that right, Miles?
Yeah, plus, even if he were talking about it, do you think the press would cover it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Amen.
No.
No, they're not going to. No more than they're covering what's going on in the black communities in terms of employment. They're not covering any of that stuff. They don't want to cover that stuff.
2018 midterms. They're busy
trying to discuss whether he said a dirty word in the Oval Office meeting. They wait to the Enigma report, folks. I'm just saying. That's
or how about the stupid questions his doctor got yesterday?
Yeah, that's coming up also. You know, yeah, but is he cognitive? Folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show. Proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Here we are.
We're in it, folks. If you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and even Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-host mostly. Listen, here's the question for you. I know that the guy asked to have the cognitive test done. I know that he performed well on it. His memory is wonderful. They found no mental issues with him, but is he insane? But is he? Is he this? Is he that? I didn't know that they would have a press conference with third grade. Were you surprised by that, Miles?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is just sad to understand that the
the White House press corps is this immature about a simple physical examination.
They wanted it to say something different, and they wanted it so bad that it was almost as stark and shocking for them as the fact that they have a President Trump in the first place. It was, but I was embarrassed, and I'm obviously not an apologist for the media. I think they're off the rails. But forget the fact that they've got an agenda-driven. Yes, this week when they went over the doctor with a stellar background and resume, by the way, the questions were innately stupid. They were just dumb.
My favorite was the, does he have false teeth? What does that matter?
Yeah.
George Washington had wooden teeth.
Right. But listen, they wouldn't like George Washington if they actually had. I'm just telling you, they wouldn't like him. There was a matter-of-fact guy, and while he may have had an air of greater diplomacy about him, he was extraordinarily finite. This is what it's going to be done, period.
Yeah, that's why he was chosen to...
They wouldn't have liked that style of leadership, trust me on this. Anybody that's even a remote historian would be laughing when they applaud the idea of George Washington, because their hairs would be on just as much on fire. But their interview of the doctor, the White House doctor, was absolutely, starkly laughable. I was embarrassed for them.
How'd you guys like when one reporter asked?
Did you almost question their mental health?
I really did.
I mean, it almost boomeranged back.
Yeah, literally, you're exactly right about that, Miles. In fact, I watched it in a replay to make sure that it wasn't me being biased, because I am. The only difference is I'll tell you, I am. I'm biased. But when I watched it, you're going, that boy ain't right. That person isn't right. They're not right. There's something wrong with that kind of thinking.
How do you like the doctor's response when the one reporter asked, how is he so healthy when all he eats is McDonald's, Diet Cokes, and fried chickens?
And all he sleeps 4 or 5 hours a night. Doctor's going, I don't know, he's been doing it for years. It looks fine to me.
Genetics, and then he laughed it off.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But what's his waist size? What, are you measuring him for a suit?
Well, it gets to the point where, and listen, I'm on the verge of being 57. And here's the fun part, by the way, folks. Let me be perfectly clear about this. Not only do I weigh exactly what the doctor said the president weighs, but the president's in way better health than I am. I'm just saying. I'm almost 57. He's 71, 7 months and whatever the days were, rolling my eyes. And he's in excellent shape, both cognitively and physically. That is the last thing in the world they wanted to hear, and it was comical. It was embarrassing. Then you think, wow, these are adults that are highly educated, too, I might add.
So, Mike, how much of that had anything to do with policy?
Nothing.
How much of that had anything to do with taxes or foreign policy or domestic policy? Nothing. I mean, that's how far off the rails. You know, the three of us talk about, there is that group of people whose hair is on fire and their house is on fire and everything else. That shows just how desperate. This has nothing to do with policy at all. And this shows just the state of the mind of your standard run-of-the-mill never-Trumper.
It does. But listen, folks, you can go back. You can get on YouTube, and you can go back and watch the medical review, the exact same setting, same folks, same doctor, same room, when they gave Obama's report or when they gave G.W. Bush's report. It was mundane and boring. It lasted very briefly, and they moved on. What they did this week with interviewing, questioning the doctor, I mean, you're going, seriously, you folks need to watch this on YouTube so that you can know never to look that stupid again.
I wish I could get his take on it. What does he think? When he walked out of the room, did he have some
words
to say?
How much TV does the president watch?
Is that good for his eyes? Does he get severe eye strain?
But listen, the fun, and we've talked about that before, every president going back to at least Eisenhower has had a constant television rolling, including President Obama, including President Carter, although he was probably watching Mr. Rogers, nothing against Mr. Rogers, but all the way back, they've had a TV rolling. That's what they do to make sure they're not missing anything. That's what I would do. It's background noise. If you come to Renegade River, and by the way, I invite you, if you come to Renegade River, you're going to find background noise. It's Fox News. I'm just telling you. That's what's on. Do I sit and watch it? No, I'm busy working. But it's on. So they just had, I've heard them talk about that a number of times, about his TV consumption. Well, yeah. They're worried he's watching and learning what they're saying. They don't want that.
Don't know who you're
asking. Hey, Mike.
Are. Yeah.
I wonder if Trump did not laugh his butt off, for lack of a better term.
He had to. He had to be sitting wherever he was sitting, watching too much TV, rolling his eyeballs, going, wow, are they stupid. They're my competition in this race, really.
So I asked you guys during the break, do you think he allowed them to answer every question because he wanted them to have no doubts? Or did he want to see how stupid the questions could get?
I think he was really trying to help the American people, because the media has been fanning this flame since the day they heard he was going to be the president. This started out very early on. We talked about it last year, in fact, before he became president-elect, because they were already making issues of his health and his age. And by the way, that's fine at 71. We should question that. But once the doctor says, here's where we're at and this is what it is, okay, let's move on. That they're not capable of just saying, okay, let's move on. They're not capable of that. And that was crystal clear in that press conference.
Because I remember the doctor saying, I asked President Trump, you sure you want me to give this information out? Tell him everything. He's like, you sure? Most of them do not do that. Do it.
And then purposely asked for the cognitive test, because that's the exact point that the media has been trying to drive home with the folks. So I don't think President Trump cares one iota about what the media thinks. I think he was wanting to make sure that his private physician told the folks what his condition is. And by the way, if it was just a happy byproduct if the media got to sound more ignorant than normal.
Let's play what if. If Hillary Clinton was president right now, do you think we would have got the same information?
No, I don't even want to know about that. No, they wouldn't, because she still walked around with her mouth open staring at the ceiling.
Yeah, because we also know when they were complaining about Trump's health during the election, they never mentioned that she passed out and stumbled and fell.
But they didn't. By the way, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because part of their attack on Trump's health was actually a defense from what Hillary was clearly going through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what Trump's health is other than what the doctor said. I certainly don't know what hers is, and we'll never hear that because she's not president. But he didn't pass out. He didn't freeze up. He didn't lock up in different meetings. She had a number of events. I don't know what they were, but to your question, no. If she'd have won, that's not how this press conference would have went. They wouldn't have asked any of those questions because they didn't want the answers. That's my belief on that. What say you, Miles?
You know, I would say this and $1.50 will be able to buy you a Coke, but I wonder if Trump didn't ask for that cognitive test just to poke his finger in the press's eyeballs.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. You're probably right there. I did like the part where the doctor's saying, I'm talking to him 2 and 3 times a day. This is a non-issue. So I liked that part a lot. But you may be right. It may be obvious. Now, a person may not like his style. Even Jesse Jackson said in 1998 that his social demeanor did not necessarily suggest what he actually does, but this is the stuff he does.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. He's got that New York City bravada, and we can call it values and do the Trump Cruise thing all over again, but I think that community, right or wrong, addresses folks differently than others, and we can do that with different geographies all over the United States to one degree or another. There's just differences,
yeah.
And the media plays on that. That's the irony of it. That's how I see it. Folks, Miles, I got to stop you. We've got to go to a break. We're going to come back and talk about Bannon. We'll be right back.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy, because Budget Blinds does it all for you, with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home, that expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
USA Radio News.
Well, to be honest, it was a distraction, and it was very frustrating to me on behalf of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, because I was there to talk about real threats and their needs to do their job that the American people has asked them to do. And it became 11 minutes of a lecture about a meeting he was not in, about one word, and whether or not I heard it.
Those the words of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Those, of course, comments made by Senator Cory Booker of New York last week during that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. The U.S. Justice Department's internal watchdog said today it recovered 5 months of missing text messages between two FBI officials who many Republicans feel have a bias against President Donald Trump. The two FBI agents in question worked on the FBI's investigation into former Secretary of State and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang's all here.
We are in it, folks. If you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts all. Listen, before we jump into the topic of Bannon and his brand new bag of subpoenas, I want to pause and do what I always do right now, and that's to say this. If you are hearing my voice, I don't care if it's on iHeartRadio.com, another one of the many internet carriers that are carrying the show, or all the towers we're on now, that tells you how far this show can reach. That's not bad for a small little country bunkin' show. So here's what I want you to do. If you can hear us and you've got a product or a service or a candidate that you want to get folks to hear about, I'd ask you to reach out to themikehewittshow.com. There you'll find links all over the place to reach out directly to me, and I will respond to you, and we'll help you get folks to hear your message. Beyond that, Miles, help me out here. Bannon has got a pocket full of subpoenas. What's it mean?
Well, apparently when he went to Congress, he decided to pull executive privilege during his time when he was serving Trump, and he also pulled it out on time after he left the service of Trump. And Congress just basically called his bluff and said, sorry, dude, you're reading the law wrong.
Yeah, see,
you don't have executive privilege once you leave.
As I understood that interview, and you tell me if I'm wrong, because I think you followed it closer, but my interpretation of it was that that was an informal hearing, that was not to be under oath. It was just a question and answer session. Is that part, before I go on, is that part correct?
So I didn't read that, so I don't know if he was under oath or not.
What the reason I brought that up, because first off, he doesn't have executive privilege, folks. He's not the president. Only the president can invoke executive privilege. And at this point, President Trump has said, answer everything. He's not, contrary to what the media said to you, he's not waving off any of the folks giving testimony. Because I've drilled hard trying to find examples contrary, and I can't find any. But that said, if Bannon wanted to defend himself, and he thinks he might be found guilty of something, or make himself, he should have said, I take the fifth. I'm not answering any more questions. Have a great day. That would have been legitimate. It would have been questionable for good common sense. I'm not a lawyer here, so everyone probably knows what I think of lawyers. But that's what I would have done if I were him, assuming that's what my counsel directed me to do. But for him to call for executive privilege was, he should be part of the media asking Trump about his health, because it was really stupid. That's how I see that.
Yeah, he didn't. That was not real smart. And, you know, Congress decided, fine, then we'll just subpoena you.
Right.
And we'll just put that to bed right now.
Now, but wait a minute. Let me be clear on this. I understood that, keeping in mind, folks, I got this from the New York Times. Let me preface.
Oh, here
more.
You go.
I got a preface.
Here we
more.
Go. The volume of truth. Here we go.
They've been a yellow rag journal for as far back as I could find them. I mean, we read some headlines a few days ago that were laughable from the early 20th century. That aside, they said that these subpoenas came from Mueller, and that Mueller's office is, so the special prosecutor did this, rather, and there's a distinction, whether he did it or whether Congress did it. And so are you aware of that difference, or which one actually did serve him with a subpoena, I guess is how I should ask the question?
So according to Congressman Gowdy, at least Congress did. I don't know if Mueller did or not, but I know at least Congress did, according to Congressman Gowdy.
Well, that makes, I guess, sense, because I did hear he received several subpoenas, so he may have received some from Congress and maybe some from Mueller. And by the way, the New York Times went on in that same article to opine that they have subpoenaed him to bring him before a grand jury, and that the purpose of that was to ask questions about President-elect Trump, candidate Trump, and then Trump in office. Now, if that's true, and folks, remember, we're talking about the New York Times, so I don't have a clue if it's true or not, but just reading their article, and you folks can look it up, if that's true, that would be way outside the parameters that the special counsel should be confined to, is my interpretation of how the order to create the office of the special investigator was established. These are important details that somehow the media forgets.
No, they don't forget them. They just omit them.
They omit them?
Is lying by omission is what I call it.
It is. It is. But listen, sometimes it's just a bold-faced lie, omit it or not. It's just not the truth. They have a tough time with that. You know, well, we're telling you this is a commentary. We're looking at the news of the week, and we're saying this is our view of it. This is the news. It's fact. And a lot of the time, a significant amount of the time, it's not the truth whatsoever, not even by omission. It's just a bold-faced lie. Then you can't tell one from another. I don't know if Bannon's in trouble. When you read on with the New York Times article, though, it goes on to say that often special investigators will use these grand jury subpoenas as a form of negotiative tool. And I suspicion that's true, and that is exactly what Mueller's doing, assuming that they're correct that he's the one that served the subpoena.
When's Michael Flynn going to take Trump down? I thought that was supposed to happen pretty soon, isn't it?
I think that's all done, isn't it?
Bannon's the next one to take Trump down?
We really have no idea. Of course, the media, each time they interview one of these people, they say this is the first time someone from the Trump inner circle. Well, they say that with everyone they've interviewed.
Yeah.
And folks, you can go back and look at the media. This is the first time someone from the inner circle, to the point where you boys and you girls in the media are a lot of work to listen to.
Yeah, how much news was put in place about 11 indictments being placed on the Uranium One deal and those kind of things that involved the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, but that's not newsworthy. That is happening.
It's newsworthy.
It's not newsworthy if you don't agree with it, because they don't agree with it, so they don't have to report it.
I mean, to me, that's way more important than anything else right now, because it's selling our uranium to the Russians.
Right. Yeah, I
but
get
1980
it.
Called and they want their foreign policy back, right? Just saying.
Some of it's just laughable. I got to tell you, it's almost flipped me back onto Miles' side of the fence with the next statement I got to add. And that's that I am with Miles on this and Ronald Reagan, that I got to have more faith in the American people than I think the media does. I mean, when Ronald Reagan talked folks off the cliff and built America by building the American spirit back, that told me at least then, and I believe still, the American folks are actually paying attention, and this is all nonsense circles of smoke and mirrors, and that they know the difference. I got to believe that. Now, that's not the percentages that the media put on the media. They're off interviewing wackos on either side of the aisle to prove their points. But to Miles' constant, you know, what do you call it, flyover?
Yeah, flyover country.
I think they get it. Am I wrong there? Am I being naive?
No, and I think we've said since the election that, you know, people just tuned out. They weren't going to listen to, what was it, 91% negative coverage of Trump. They just elected him president.
Right.
And the only thing the press is going to do is just say garbage about Trump. Of course everybody's going to tune out.
Yeah, even the folks that are not big Trump supporters, and I'm talking about the middle field, not the folks that are jumping up and down and clapping like penguins with excitement. They're a whole different show topic. But the average person, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, it just gets to the point where you go, oh, stop. Come on.
What's going
to
happen next month when everybody's getting more money in their checks? What is the narrative going to be?
I got to tell you right now, and one of the things we should have been talking about, we'll do that tomorrow, and that is the amount of money they just announced this week, another giant chunk of money coming into West Michigan. There's already big piles hitting Eastern Michigan. There's a bunch going to California. There's a bunch going to Northern Michigan. It's all the direct result of what corporations are doing, both sharing with their employees and investing in their companies.
These are just crumbs, though.
They're crumbs.
Just crumbs.
Yeah.
From the lady that said, let them eat cake.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Pelosi will get on TV and say, oh, you guys are just getting crumbs. Don't even bother me with that. And how heartless can you be when you're changing people's lives?
Exactly right, and changing them for the better, because the actual numbers themselves are not lying. But listen, from her vantage point, with $30 million sitting in the bank,
what is $1,000?
$2,000, $2,000. That ain't no big deal to her. No. I mean, she's making that in interest in any given hour. So to her, it is crumbs, and she's scoffing
at it. It's not meant for her,
folks. We're going to go to a break and come back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we've turned that corner. It is time for the Enigma Report.
Folks, this is a big enigma to me. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedendorski, help me understand. This week we watched the New Jersey Senator, Senator Cory Booker, berate the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Is it Kirstjen Nielsen? Am I saying her name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, berate her. Folks, here's what I submit to you. If this was your boss, a manager from a different department, or a coworker, you would consider that to be a hostile work environment, and you would not tolerate it. You wouldn't. But I have a greater question. If you didn't watch this, I passionately encourage you to watch it. You can go to YouTube. You can watch it over and over again. Cory Booker was unhinged. I submit to you that he was unhinged and was having a mental challenge to keep himself in the seat. But I'll add to that, and this is what makes an enigma. I can't find anybody in the media talking about it, and it's the very first thing that hit me. I weigh 239 pounds, same as Trump. I'm 6'2". I got a gray beard. I don't want to say I'm big because I'm not, but I'm not a stature probably that the average person would say, I think I'm going to knock him in the head. Here's my point. I think that Booker mistreated the Department of Homeland Secretary because she's a female. I believe that. I believe that he would not have addressed me that way. Ludwig, I don't think he would have addressed you that way. Miles Bauer, I don't think he would have spoke to you that way. He may have been asked all the same questions, but he wouldn't have ramped up to the point where he skipped over his own needle. I think he mistreated her in a hostile work environment, at least by definition. Obviously, it doesn't apply to the blood sport of politics. But what he did was over the top, and I absolutely assign it to the fact that he looked down on her because she's female. That from the party that's been doing nothing for the last year but run around and point at who's mistreating females. And what do? They're turning it into sound bites like it's something special. That's not special. That's not how humanity should be treating itself. And to say that those are our representatives, folks, I don't want to be represented by someone that's unhinged. So I look to the voters in New Jersey. Yes, folks, you can hear me there. I look to the folks in New Jersey and say, honestly, forget whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's an enigma to me. Is this who you want to represent you and your values and your children and your grandchildren? I submit to you, no. I refuse not. That's not how we talk to each other. Miles, am I unhinged on this topic?
No, I just think, and I mean, to piggyback on that a little bit, the supposition that he was throwing out to say, oh, well, she's complicit with what the president allegedly said,
right,
because she forgot. No. So if I didn't hear something, that does not make me automatically guilty of a crime that you think is going on in your head.
Right. And so you've got, by her definition, by the way, folks, she did an admirable job.
Mm-hmm.
She really did. She stood up, figuratively, she stood up when he finally got off his high horse, and then she explained, oh, there was a lot of language that she doesn't, and I can't quote her. Again, look it up. But it all of a sudden gave a very different feeling to what that meeting was like. And so from her point, I can't be inside her head. I can't read the tea leaves and all that. But if she's sitting there on a couch in the Oval Office and you've got a lot of angry people dropping F-bombs and everything else, because that's what I've heard took place, well, that puts a really different spin on it than we've heard for a week. That's a very different spin than what they've told us. Very different indeed. I their disingenuousness, their hypocrisy on things like how they treat women, things like how they treat one president versus another in terms of respecting the presidency, folks. I don't give a hoot what they think of Trump any more than they cared what I thought of Obama, but I respected the presidency. These kind of things like, does he have wooden teeth? Stop. This is getting stupid. It really is. But that was a hostile work environment. Nobody should expect that kind of treatment when they're there to give a report, by the way, on something entirely different. Her purpose for being there had absolutely nothing to do with their three-person witch hunt. Absolutely nothing. And by the way, on that note, didn't, what's his name, the other senator that was leading the charge on this, now he's got
Dick Durbin.
Dick Durbin, now he's got amnesia also. He can't quite remember. So he's backing away from his statements that he absolutely, implicitly, you get to the point where you can't take these folks serious. So, they all need a job at the New York Times.
So I agree that I watched this and I thought of two things. One, I thought of, I'm tired of the grandstanding during these testimonies and reports from these secretaries or any kind of questioning of a person. They take off and they talk about something that they want to have out there for grandstanding and donation possibilities. I'm tired of that. That's not what these are set up for.
That's what it's all about, though. They're looking for sound bites to put in a YouTube clip and to send out for give me a hundo.
Yeah.
Look what I said to that person. Give me a hundo. That's what it's all about.
The other thing I like, or I really disliked, I need to make sure I say the right thing, is I felt what you did. I'm like, man, this guy's really talking down to her. This is supposed to be the party of women, and they are talking down to her like she's a three-year-old child.
Listen, it ought to be the party of Americans. I got to tell you, folks, you've probably heard me say it if you follow me on Facebook, if you follow the show, I am so bored and sick to death of race and gender politics. This ought to be about Americans. It ought to be about making all U.S. citizens, let me be blunt and clear, it ought to be making the lives of all U.S. citizens better. It shouldn't be about I can get a hundo if I destroy her. Forget that she's a her and what I'm going to do I wouldn't do to a him. We got to stop this, folks. We've got to be, those are our representatives. They're our reflection. We've got to be better than this. Both parties have got to get a grip on themselves being the electorate. That's what we've got to do. We got to say, listen, we're not giving you a hundo because you talked outrageously to a citizen.
Now, if there was this, I would pull one little soundbite out of this for something good he did say. Because I want to acknowledge that.
Which one?
I went to the Oval Office many times because I respect the office of the presidency.
Right.
And I thought that's huge.
Yep.
Because you're not hearing that out of the left at all.
Right.
And that was very important that he said that. I'm like, wow, okay, I can stand up for that part. Then he went unhinged from there. But that little moment, I thought, wow, somebody gets it, and then I listen to the rest. Like,
but
okay.
Listen, he only offered that as a fig leaf before he went on a rant.
Yeah, I don't want to be a jerk, but
my point in telling you that stuff was all orchestrated. He had that all well planned in advance. I'm going to throw out a fig leaf, and then I'm going to tear her head off. Well, stop. She's not even the person that said it. She wasn't. That's not what she was doing there. It gets to the point where part of the problem is our representation, not all of them. I know a lot of them. A lot of them are good people. But there are a handful on both sides of the aisle, frankly, that just appraise themselves higher than they deserve. They just overappraise themselves. I mean, they're a $200 Chevy 20 years old. They're not a Mercedes-Benz. I'm just telling you. They really got to sit down and have a long talk with the man in the mirror.
So what do you think the reason they're putting the headline out there is Cory Booker destroys DHS secretary? They don't tell you who the secretary is. They don't mention her name. Because no. If they saw Cory Booker destroys DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. People would go, wow, he destroyed a woman?
But listen, here's the reality of it is, what we can really take from that is that they don't take, and we've known this, we've talked about it, so this is not a surprise, it's just his admission. They don't take that whole gender thing very seriously at all. That's all about raising money also. So this person said this, this person said that, we're going to defend you from, well, first off, women, they're pretty powerful people. They don't need to be defended from some nitwit in D.C. So again, I think they overappraise themselves. But when he offers the fig leaf and then goes after her, I'm telling you for a fact, that man wouldn't have done it to another man with any kind of physical stature.
He wouldn't have done that to General Mattis.
No way. He ain't going to do it.
No, Mattis would have walked across the table and smacked him in the mouth.
Yeah, he just wouldn't have done that. And so that shows you the hypocrisy of what their entire debate has been for the last year and a half about this catch-all tell-on-you politics. So I don't know, folks. I'm just amazing. Listen, I'm hearing music, so that's getting to the end of the enigma. But I need you to do me a favor. Follow us on Facebook, / The Mike Hewitt Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And visit themikehewittshow.com. And don't forget, if you've got a product, if you've got a service or a candidacy, and you want folks to hear about it, you give me a shout directly. You can find the link on themikehewittshow.com. That's an important thing. By the way, we're on Monday through Friday. So if your radio station isn't carrying us, do me a favor, give them a call and ask them to. That's an important thing, and I appreciate your help there. So that's what I'm saying. Miles Bauer, thank you very much. Ludwig, thank you for showing up.
Yeah, I do what I can.
Brian Thomas, thank you. Folks, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Investors, you know the age-old rule about diversifying your investments. That's because they all take turns rising and falling, and with the stock market long-tooth rally, we are all talking about not if, but when it falls. So what might be a good hedge? Well, gold has been the choice of many investors since forever. And furthermore, if you want to diversify your IRA, you need a trustee that not only allows it, but has experience, has been offering gold in IRAs for years, also silver. Check out Gold Goliath. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Ask them the tough questions. Call them at 800-517-3195 to get the information you need to make an informed decision about adding gold or silver to your IRA. Call Gold Goliath at 800-517-3195. That's 800-517-3195 or online at goldgoliath.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.